Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design, and we're doing that, aren't we? We're radiating by design. Now, I don't know how many of you are being caught in huge and fast changes. It seems to me that there's a speed up, and we're kind of in the white water of change. What's happening in your world? I hope you're going to phone in and tell us. So I was channeling and talking to the guides about the rising of the feminine. And they were talking about how interesting it is that the feminine, see, here we are facing so many changes, right? And people are, I don't know about you, but I'll be setting up doing this, and everything changes. My schedule changes, when people are arriving changes, all over the place. And if I keep tap dancing and breathing deeply, it works almost more harmoniously. But what I counted on isn't going to go that way. And so they were talking about the rising of the feminine in a very interesting kind of a parallel structure or an explanational structure, which is that as the feminine rises, it's so different from the patriarchy, which likes to see the goal and move toward the goal. But as the feminine energy begins to take a stronger role in the way the world runs and the way the social structures go, the reaching out is multifaceted and is not just pointed. So if you're going to go forward in a project, you'll probably go sideways and face an awful lot of changes in order to bring together a greater harmony and a greater nurturing of all the people involved. You see what I mean? So you'll have time to nurture some of the people's self-esteem and bring forward other people's creativity and connect it all to create this sort of sparkling coalescence of a project. And wouldn't that be nice if our governments ran that way? Well, we'll see. There's a certain amount of that. But if that were the lead, I don't know if we could really make that parallel. But if that were the lead in the way the world went and where the respect for nurturing was just as important as any other part of a project, things would be very different. And my guides seem to believe, and I'd like to believe, that that is what's kind of rising at this time. However long it takes to shift a huge paradigm, I don't know. It's probably going to take more than 20 minutes. What do you think about that? My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I love talking to you. This is a call-in show. It's a call-in show all about you. What are you doing in this time of change? What are you doing in this time of what? Breaking apart of systems and the lack of security. How are you facing that? What kind of tools do you bring to the table? We all know about raising our fields in frequency and dreaming or focusing in intentional fashion on what it is you really want to do. But I think also sometimes that focus has to be, how am I trying to put this? Seems like when we're focusing on what we want to do, remember the old line we used to say, early metaphysics, this or something better. And I really feel like very often the focuses that I put forward, what I really want to do, kind of breaks up and then we get this multifaceted, rather kind of a rounder vision or a vision that includes more aspects. For example, I wanted to do a television show. Now I'm working on doing live television bits and pieces on my website. And that the reasoning for that is a whole lot different. It's more flexible. The message is more directly to you and interactive. It can go around the world. I'll have to deal with my ego, just like you do. But it's not all about being the star or having the ego that will push through, is it? It's a kind of a different paradigm. So that might be a very good example of how sometimes our focus has to maybe shine up and break apart in order to have many shards of the bright lights that we're aiming for reaching out into a global picture that is changing. It's changing not only in just like a direct on the planet 3D thing, but the fact that we're becoming more and more aligned with different dimensions, moving out of our bodies, waking up to more and more intuition, possibly greeting some more of our extraterrestrial visitors and so on. It's not just a direct thing, you see. It's opening us to be a multidimensional and I guess explorational species. What do you think about that? I think in the middle of all that, there's tremendous healing possibility too. For we've talked so often about when you meet the shift, when we awaken or awaken into the other side of the shift, however long that takes, it's going to require releasing the ballast that we're familiar with, which is really a heavy subconscious load that comes from past programming. A lot of us are pulling up our feelings, our old emotions, our attachments to people, karmic attachments, fear-based attachments, just simply magnetism that yanks us together over some deep sadness or abuse or anger or past life stuff that hasn't been completed. We're learning to bring that up and feel it and command total release rather than being beckoned into it or made to run accordingly and meeting one karmic situation after the other. We're being taught to look at it, experience it, know where it comes from, and realize that you have the option to shift it. We also know at this time that we have, with a lot of meditation and using of subtle energy, which I really love to do, we have the ability and bringing in the higher, because a lot of times we have to tap divinity in order to really make some of this stuff as fruitful as we want it to be. Where was I going? Oh, yeah, the DNA and the kinds of limitations that have been built into our species can actually be changed. They can be challenged to spiral at a much higher level and bring us into much greater potential. A lot of that's going on, so we've got changes that are hardly linear. They're kind of, I like the idea of a multifaceted number of paths and trails moving out of each of us into the possibility of sparkling into the collective with a different joie de vivre. What do you think of that? So I want us to do our collective meditation where we get to be a community. Would you like to join me in being our meditative community? So let's close our eyes. And when we're in this one, I would like you to come up with, we come up with the first section, which is becoming what you want to become. And I always want to be multidimensional. And I want to be consciously multidimensional. So I want to be me, who I am, here I am. But I also want to be able to experience these other dimensions that I exist in. What do you want? And then there's the one where we become or we create the project we want to create and we see its success. And then there's the healing center. And I really think the more I learn about politics and finances struggling with medical coverage, the more I think, boy, we really need to up our ante about being able to do more and more healing. More and more healing work, more and more of charging up the shifting DNA so that what you've got in your DNA that might bring you down can be moved. You can change the fields and frequency and create a reality differently. So I really want us to get to work on healing in our galactic healing center. Then we'll do a little bit of a political thing, and then you're going to call in. I'm so excited. Excited to talk to you during Radiance by Design. So get your dialing finger ready. Not dialing, I guess button punching ready. So now close your eyes. Now again, we're going to do the same routine just so that you can start. A lot of you do it already. You can do it automatically. You don't need to be walked through it. So above your head, about 2 miles, a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of gold light from the upper ball down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. Got it? Now drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height, maybe 40 feet out there. And then upside down, meeting it, base point to base point. The lower pyramid, it's poking into the lower golden ball. So when the two pyramids meet, that creates a big golden diamond, doesn't it? And you're inside of it. And now spin and spin. Oh, no, we haven't finished the whole thing. My mind's going way faster. I'm already in the Galactic Healing Center. So once you've got the octahedron, then inside of that you do the crystal ball. And inside of that you create a star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional Star of David. And now you start spinning and spinning and spinning. Woo! As you spin, take a look at a magical screen in front of you. And the first section of the screen, you put yourself up on there and then watch yourself becoming what it is you dream about becoming. I already told you what's in my mind. What's in your mind? Some people want to be famous. Some people want to be, I don't know, whatever it is you want to be, happier, more loving. I always want to be more loving, too. And see yourself in there and just see all the ways in which you're becoming more and more of what it is you seek in this life. That's right. And then when you feel like you've got that accomplished, all right, then you wrap it in light, move it over to the left, and then the second screen is you creating a project. Today I'm going to talk about creating my website with all kinds of video features and my own little video channel. All right? There you are. Well, I don't know if we use the word video anymore. It's kind of passe, isn't it? But I see all the pieces, and whatever you want to create, it's home and family, whatever it is. See all the pieces, all the resources coming together. You've got the time, you've got the money, you've got the helpers. You need people helping you. And see all the pieces coming together and see how successful it really is. Wow. See how amazing it is. And it's not only just what you had in mind. Remember, we talked about we've got to have some elasticity in our visions or some ability for them to break apart and shine even more sparklingly than we had in mind. So I'm just seeing this having a life of its own and expands and expands and grows. And then all the resources come to keep it going, yeah, to support it, to sustain it. That's right. And when you feel like you're accomplishing that, whether yours is the same kind of project or whatever it is, building a house, making a garden, then wrap it in light, move it over to the side, and let's bring in our Galactic Healing Center. We open the center, and there's a beautiful healing table there. And around the table, your healing guides. And who's there around your table? Mm-hmm. And the first person to come in and lie on the table is you, or in my case, me. That's right. So you lie on the table. And you might have some issues that you want to be dealt with. And if so, you can ask your healing team to do that with you. But also, if you don't really know what you want to deal with, where should you start? Ask your team to tell you. Mine's already rushing around, absolutely flaring energies around my body, mind. What's happening in yours? Boy, I can hear interesting sounds, see tremendous colors. Good. And when you really feel the pulse of change coming through your body, mind, wrap it in light, move it over to the side. And now we have a fresh healing table and a fresh healing team. I'm bringing in a young woman who is, she tends to have a lot of aches and pains, and I think it's kind of fibromyalgia, a lot of that kind of thing. And she's very beautiful and very smart, but she's sensitive and is not employing her sensitivity so she can expand. So a lot of times fibromyalgia, talk about the rising of the feminine, is suppression of your maybe vulnerable side, your feminine side. It's usually an illness that strikes women, but I know there are some men that get it as well. But everything that's, every personality profile I've read on it says, and what my guides say also, is that there are like ropes of thoughts and feelings that are suppressed in a person who tends to go for the fibromyalgia thing. So this young woman tends to want to keep her life inside of herself and is really very powerful and very timid about revealing what's really going on. So what we're doing is we're watching the team as they go through her body and pull out like reams and reams of these, of these like ropes of feelings and so on. She's afraid to reveal. It's really interesting because I see her, her eyes are twitching like mad, which if you know anything about the reconnection, that's one of the signs of somebody who's going into what they call, what do they call it? But anyways, it means she's in the process of being healed. And who are you working on? Okay, and now I see there's a great deal of work going on between the guides and this young lady. So move that over to the side. Now I have another young woman who she's very, very bright. And yet when she was 15, she was struck ill and nobody really knows what it is. So she's now 28 and she has a lot of body pain, tremendous amount of body pain, tremendous emotional, mental fluctuations. She's trying to recover being very brilliant, but it's very hard for her to focus. And nobody's really sure what's wrong with her. So I've brought her in and put her on the table. And I know she suffers terribly. That's right. So now they're moving. Ah, interesting. They're going into some of her vital organs like the pancreas and the gallbladder, and they're pulling a great deal of information out. I'm not sure because this is not a linear progress. It sounds linear. But the thing is that we're not using physiology in the normal way. All of you, we're like file folders or we're like file cabinets, and all of our organs hold different subjects, don't they? And so they're pulling out of her pancreas, which has to do with sweetness, and they're pulling out of her gallbladder, which has to do with detoxifying a whole broad spectrum of emotions. And bitternesses, that's what they're telling me. And they seem to be wanting to work with that more than anything. Good. Who's on your table? I see someone's working on someone who has a lot of grief right now as well. It doesn't matter which thing you choose. Oops, I better put this being. Sometimes if you lay one over the other, then you can interact because we're so contagious or we're so, our energy fields can overlay one another. We can take each other on. So as soon as I started talking the second one, I realized I should have wrapped my young woman in light and moved her to the side because her team was working on her. And then we'll have a fresh team and a fresh table and clear the space, and then the one with the grief will come in. I'm just doing all women tonight, it seems. Maybe that's just a knee-jerk response to talk about the feminine, the changing and the rising of the feminine. Yeah, and her grief is tremendous. And the grief comes from the loss of a husband. But there's another aspect of the grief. Grief is a very strange thing because I feel like it's kind of a key for transformation. But if you have a lot of hidden talking about wanting to make the shift, if you have a lot of hidden, for example, childhood abuse issues or sublimated or suppressed emotions and so on, and then someone close to you dies, then in that grief there's a complication of rising old reactions that come up. So it's very individualized, you see. The good thing about it is that the things that have been hiding in you can't hide any longer unless you really freeze yourself down, which we're not recommending. So when I'm looking at this woman, I'm seeing a lot of anger and rage that's been there for many years. And in her grief, and there's terrible pressure in her chest at times. So the team are working on that, pulling pressure out of her chest, but they're also pulling old abuse issues out of her belly. Yeah. And her bones. They're talking a lot about her bones. And who's on your table, and what are you learning about that person? And now we're going to wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Okay, now we're going to bring in our political issue. I don't even know where to start with that because it's really goofy, isn't it? All right, let's bring in... let me tell you this. As recently, I have a client that I think of as very, very bright. And I love my clients. I can't help it. I just love and love them, which is a really great thing for me to get to experience. But in any case, she sent a forward out saying how the segment of the population that was going to bring the economy down were the kids from other countries that are, you know, the unregistered aliens who were going to schools in some state in America down by the border. Who are going to schools and having free breakfasts and lunches and wasting their food, and that was bringing the economy down, and she sent this big forward out. And, you know, I started to cry because I realized that all this spin, all these words that come flying out, and then we all pick on each other, and we kind of push groups of people into the corner and blame and so on, and most of the stuff that we're taking is gospel isn't even true. So I just kind of wept for a while, and it was a good week before I kind of recovered from that, just because I feel it's such a shame that we're that our brains are run by this kind of information, which is not true. If you and I know that there have been huge economic swindles going on all over the world, right? It's not because of a few Mexican kids are getting free lunches and they're not registered. I really feel that one of the things I'd like to do healing with in this Galactic Healing Center is imagine all that media influence and just see it there. And what I'd really like to see us heal is the ability to drop inside and really feel the integrity of what we're hearing. Is this spin? Is this something that's making me want to vote for this or that? Or is it something trying to market something that I'll buy? I want to pray that we all become so acutely aware and sensitive to whatever information is coming through so that we can choose to think in an expanded, in a vaulted way that becomes a win-win. Let's talk about the feminine and talk about nurturing our integrity, our species, our children, our seniors, our country, our whales, our dolphins, our kitties. What do you think about that? So on our table, we have that whole concept, however you imagine that. And let's send light. Let's bring light in from the great central sun, bring it down through our heads. And let's color it a kind of a salmony color, a real radiant color, and send that light out our hearts, have it flood around in our hearts, and have it run out our arms and our hands, and pat all the various people that we're seeing on this table that could be infused with the ability to awaken and feel what the truth is, when it's a win-win truth, when it's real and it's not some kind of snow job or some spin so that you'll vote for me or I'll vote for you. Yeah, and let's just make sure that everyone's all infused with the light of harmony and wrap that in light. And now bring in another level of high frequency energies down through the top of your head, down your heart and out your hands and arms again. And I want you to send that light all around the world and Pat, wherever there are groups of people or tragedies in the world, whether it's tragedies on the earth or tragedies amongst people, wars, pestilence, starvation, famine created by greed. Well, for any kind of famine, okay, is not okay. And also to Pat the sources of water that they can be healed and they can be fruitful and abundant for everyone's use. That's right. Send it round and round. And let's also Pat with our cooling light all the places that are burning right now in all the heat. Right? Just pat it down so it kind of calms down. And anything else you can think of that needs to be soothed on this planet of ours. Yeah. And then have that light come right back in and through our hands, fill our arms, into the chest, up through the head, straight out into the great central sun. Let's turn back and shut our galactic healing center. And I want you to jump back into your star tetrahedron and start spinning and spinning and spinning. How does it feel when you spin? I'll tell you what, for me, I feel like I get dizzy. So how about calling in? And let's talk about the rising of the feminine. Let's talk about rapid change. Let's talk about your dreams and goals. And let's talk about anything else that you feel like talking about. So call in this nice hot night, 888-627-6008. I think the whole thing about the feminine is really amazing because I realize, as we talked about this earlier and I was talking to my guides about it, that I have never trusted, okay, in terms of the feminine, when people are really feminine and nurturing around me, I've never trusted it. And the reasons for that are many, you know, kind of my lineage, my inherited, my childhood, and so on, and the kinds of women that we met. And a lot of women are pressured and overworked. And, you know, when I did that interview with John Gray, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, he had a wonderful way of explaining how the cortisol, I think it is, the stress hormones are really high in women who are working a lot and then come home to work, and it never gets down unless they're wined and dined and hugged and kissed and flattered and all of those things that women like to have. But it was really interesting because I hadn't thought about it that way. So trusting the feminine to be powerful is obviously not uppermost in the mind of a woman who works and works and works and works and tries to get things dealt with and goes home to work and work. He said that a lot of times women are just walking out the door because it's getting to be too much. Whereas apparently men can get a testosterone release or a reboot by sitting and watching television or watching the news or even cartoons, I think he said, didn't he? But women don't get it that way. We get it from chatting with each other, having a tea party, I don't mean politically, and and being complimented by our man and wined and dined and made to feel beautiful. So remember that, guys. The rising of the feminine includes some of the niceties, stopping to smell the roses and smelling good, those kinds of things that really make a difference. And you know, guys, that the rising of the feminine isn't only in women. It's also in the male. And the rising of the feminine could change how we, I don't know how long it's going to take for this to kind of rebalance itself, but anyway, it could change how banks are run. And who was it was telling us that in Japan, there are neighborhoods that have their own banks because people lost faith and trust. So the banks, instead of looking after your money in a nurturing fashion, have been stealing money. And so people are getting together in a more nurturing way in a nice family group and running their own little bank. I don't really know how that would work, but in any case, apparently it is working. All right, so call in and tell me what's going on with you. Otherwise, I'm going to start picking on some people. And I'm going to pick on, let's see, let's get some men going here. Okay, so I see a man, oh my goodness, you have a headache, don't you? I see a guy with a headache, and I think you're in your 50s, and you're under a lot of pressure. Now, here's something interesting. There's a lot of slippage in the way that the patriarchy or the world systems have gone has changed. So this guy doesn't know which way to turn. He doesn't know what to do, and it's giving him a headache. And what he's been relying on is security, the way it was devised or described when he was young. I don't know what it was like when you were young, but I was told to get a degree so that when I got married, if my marriage didn't work, I'd have a ticket to fall back on. That's a lot different than the way the society is these days. And this guy looks like he's in his 50s, and he looks like the professional track he was on is gone. And he's going, I don't know what to do. And looks like your family broke down as well. Looks like your wife is doing better than you are, but she's leaving you. And the career that you set out to have is no longer. I'm looking at you going, oh, this is pretty interesting. And he's got an awful headache. He doesn't feel very well. He's got an awful gut ache. So let's just take a look at you and say, okay, I want you to focus in your belly area. Because one of the things that's really wonderful about you is you're really creative. And there are people, if you were going straight forward to get farther in your professional track where you thought you were going, just imagine now you have to turn left. You don't, whatever, this is metaphorical, right? So you turn left. And what I see in front of you, and this is true for a lot of people right now, there are other things that are beginning to emerge in the world. And you have a funny, an interesting group of talents and skills, some of which are more your hobby skills than they are your professional skills. So I'm saying, you know, with your headache represents a kind of a block in your thinking. It's like a tension in the brain going, oh, I thought I was going this way, and now I don't know what to do, right? And so there's a tension in the brain. So I'm seeing you turning left, and then there you're going to see a kind of an interesting, it looks almost like the feminine model we were talking about. So it's like an interesting array of talents and skills and how they come together to create a new kind of service that wasn't before. So I'm asking you, pay attention out there. If you're blocked like this fellow, pay attention. They're saying just look slightly in a different direction. Blur your eyes a bit so they're not focused in quite the same linear model. And then feel, watch for and feel the wisps of change that are coming up around you. Because this guy has the ability. Okay, if you get to be, I promise you this, and your headache's starting to dissipate, so we must be getting somewhere. You have the ability and the agility to turn yourself around and become much more, what would we say? Your feminine side will be on the rise because you're going to be much more suited for the kind of job that is being created. It's not a job that we all learned about in school. And it's being created in answer to the need of a growing kind of an entrepreneurial industry, you know, small industry. And you love it. You have to be compassionate. You have to be kind. You have to have some, software engineering skills. You have to be able to do a little bit of accounting. You can do all these things. But you're doing a kind of a mosaic rather than you used to do. So I'm watching you and I'm going, okay, so let's send light. Let's just send light up through the perineum, which is the flesh at the bottom of the torso. Let's all of us wrap yourself in light and let's take a beautiful spiraling golden light and send it up through the perineum of, oh, this is our sample guy, but also anyone you know who's struggling with jobs. Change of security, the way you thought security should be, the way you thought that the professional realm should be. That's right. That's it. And just send that light up through the perineum and have it swirl and swish through your belly, up through your solar plexus, up through your chest and your throat. Good. And then right up through your brain. And remember, this is going to go up and tickle that part of the brain that this guy was really in pain with. It's going to soften it and shoot it way out into the great central sun, because guess what? There's a tremendous amount of help for people out there. We very often have to, you know, kind of really let go and accept the fact that things are new. So does that sound like any of you? Call in and let me know what's going on with you. Let's see. How many of you have anything to say about the election? I guess I don't really want to talk politics so much. I still would like to see the rising of the power of the feminine. So let's go back into following. Oh, you know what? I heard something really interesting today, that there's so many there's so many people going to be aging all at the same time. Good old baby boomers, you know, they come in a clump, don't they? And as they do, the services are being cut back simultaneously. But I heard this thing on NPR, I don't know how many of you heard it, that was talking about villages, like there are people that are gathering, like neighborhoods, they're putting their heads together, and they're really setting up a mutually, it's a little bit like Japan and their neighborhood banks. It's like they're setting up neighborhood-ish kinds of villages to put their heads together and develop services and put their money together and their, I think I said it, their abilities, so that they can really support each other. It's very interesting. So this is an aging population. The one I heard about is apparently one of a number that are developing around the country. But this is a very typical example of this guy who didn't know where he was going to work. There are new things springing up. Now, they may not be everywhere. You have to look for them. But if you're really interested in looking for a kind of security or a sort of nurturing in where it looks like there's going to be a drop-off of skills, take a look at that. It's called, I think it's called Village, Senior Village Communities. I don't know. It's probably called something, and you can just Google it online. But I thought that was a really good example. The rising of the feminine is also including not only the rising of the feminine, but the fact that things are a little bit tricky on the planet and the finances have been terrible and some countries are dropping to their knees and nobody seems to be able to trust anybody. One of the things that's rising, coming back into its popularity, I guess if that's the right word, is the community concept of people putting their heads together like these seniors were doing. And really developing, and this started with homeschooling and that kind of thing. It's developed tremendous community resources in and around Washington where people put their heads together and really supply the requirements of their children. But in any case, this whole thing about community consciousness is growing. Now I'm looking around out there to see who else is out there. Okay. I'm watching somebody here. It's a woman. She's older, and she's really trapped. She's really cornered. She's gone as far as she can go. Okay. You know what the problem? Yes. Okay. So we're going to send some light to this lady. She's in a job where she's being told what to do, and she's not being very respected. And it's really interesting because she feels like she's being cornered and it's really hard on her health. So we're going to see if we can help her with her health. It's like she's got a pain down the back, down her spine, the back of her head. Remember the back of your head, if you've got a headache there, that's usually like a serotonin deficit, isn't it? Which is what makes you unhappy or happy. So we're saying to her, instead of locking herself back in and being wedged by this company that is treating her really badly, we're going to see if we can help her release herself. So at least, see, she has the ability. Come on. She's fighting with me because she's scared. She has the ability to create a very different outcome in this company, and it's that she's just sort of holding back, and she's tightening up, and she's getting really dark and very intense inside. And I'm kind of cajoling her energetically and telling her to release that, because she has the ability, there you are, to create the kind of, what she has the ability to do is to release all of that tension in herself and create a really expanding reality for herself in the same company. And I'm going, that's very, very magical. So if it's you, I get the feeling this is somebody that I actually know. But in any case, it's not only one person. There's a number of you that are in sort of a wedged kind of position, and you really hate going to work a lot of the time. And I'm saying, you need to release that feeling inside of yourself so that you can actually create and radiate a much higher frequency, change the energy, change the reality. There you go. She's just getting a little bit released. Mm-hmm. Now, here's something else, and I'm going to wrap her in light because she looks like she's sort of lightened up. Here's something else is that we talked about in the shift. To make the shift, you want to shift out of being a victim like that, out of being wedged by whatever happened in the past. And what I'm watching here is, the guides keep showing me this, the number of people with really, really uncomfortable bellies. That's like Crohn's or gastrointestinal stuff or constipation or diarrhea or diverticulitis or colitis. Yeah. There you are. I'm seeing a whole bunch of you out there with that kind of stuff. Drop in there. Now, that's the part of your body where you hold like karmic programming, subconscious programming, and so on. And that's the part that we're really trying to dump out so that we can make the shift, right? And the shift means that we're not programmed by that old stuff anymore. We're able to create, ideally, heaven on earth. I'm up for that. Are you up for heaven on earth? So let's go into the belly area, all of us. Now, first of all, wrap yourselves in light, because remember, we can take each other on. And in many ways, we do already. We're probably all running with a huge collective karmic thing, which Aravinda, one of the guys that I interviewed on Paradigm Shifters, who's a wonderful, wonderful, very high teacher, he talks about Dharma being your purpose for living and being at this time, and Dharmi is the purpose of the entire species living at this time. And a lot of us believe that the entire species, the human species or life on this planet, is here at this time to meet the challenge of the shift. I suppose you've heard that. So we all share to a degree stuff that's in the belly area, the second chakra, don't we? So let's drop again, drop our attention, wrap yourself in light, drop your attention to your belly area. Okay, now I want you to drop your attention even farther to the perineum, which is that space between the legs or at the bottom of the torso. And just feel the energy moving up through the perineum. Yeah. And now take that energy. Can you feel it? Take that energy and swirl it round and round and round in your belly, as if you were scouring the belly. Round and round and round in your belly. Round and round in your belly. And you know these things move from one chakra to the other, so let's swirl it round and round in the belly, round and round, and capturing as much of the subconscious old programming as you can, and round and round into the solar plexus, round and round into the lungs. Remember, the lungs have a lot of karmic grief in them as well as issues of love and loss, right? Courage, inspiration, and this golden spiraling light is just going round and round in the chest, round and round in the chest, and where you synthesize your wisdom, the throat, right? And then right up through your head, yeah, round and round and round in the head, and then way out there. And the guides are saying this right away, is that at this time, you need to be shifting your belly regularly. The guys have often said, call up your mother and ask to feel in your body, mind, all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mother. Your mother could be the best person in the world, and she probably is, but you still don't want to run her program. She could be holding lineage programs from thousands of years back, which means you are too, and then you got your own. So call up the key figures in your life. Let's call up the mother. Okay, here's what they're reminding me, too, is very often our mothers suppressed their freedom and their own, their own journey, right? They suppressed it in order to belong, in order to be normal, in order to be stable, to be, not all of them. I'm sure Georgia O'Keeffe didn't. There's a whole bunch of amazing women that haven't done that. But we tend to have to clear the mother. And now, once again, run your golden spiral right up through your body. Yeah. And when you clear the mother like that, when you call up your mother and feel what she feels like, you might see that you got pressure in your shoulder. You might have pressure in your neck, in your nostril, in your ankles. It doesn't matter. Just pay attention to wherever that pressure comes up. And another client and I were talking about this today, is that sometimes if you pay attention to where it's coming up in your body, sometimes you'll go to the store or something and you'll meet somebody you don't even know, and the same energy will come up, and you realize that person's subconscious is running a lot of the same energy that you got from your mother's process. Isn't that interesting? So they're saying, and my guys always say the same thing, which is 95% of the job is clearing these days. We want to be as clear as we can. And as you move these kinds of basic archetypal energies, you get clearer and clearer. My show on Tuesday night, Paradigm Shifters, is kind of fun. I think I mentioned it last time that Todd Pitts wrote a wonderful book called The Serpent Passage. And it's a novel, and it's kind of it's a fun idea. It's a kid who goes skin diving down in Yucatan, and he goes through a portal, which he calls the Serpent Passage, and he goes into the end times of the Mayan world. And, of course, here we're living at the end times of the whole Mayan legend, aren't we, right now? And now Todd is a bright man, and he's done a whole lot of historical research to create this. He's also got a very wonderful knack for storytelling. So we're going to talk to him, and he's got book number 2 done, and he's turned it into a television script. So anybody who goes on Facebook can look up Todd Pitts and Serpent Passage, and I can't remember what the name of the second version is. But we're going to talk to him about self-published, and I read the book because he's the son of a good friend of mine. I couldn't put it down, and I think you're going to just love it. So we're going to talk to him about self-publishing and about reading a historical novel that he's fictionalized to give it some punch, Todd Pitts. So one more thing I want to do before this is over is say, let's call up the male archetype. Because as we talk about the rising of the feminine, I've heard from several sources that to release ourselves from the suppressed feminine archetype, we also have to release the male archetype that's deep within us. Because everything goes together, doesn't it? So let's do a clearing of the father before we finish this show. And before we talk about Jackie's show, which is coming up at the top of the hour, she's talking about the magic of the feminine at the top of the hour. So you might like that, and we'll find out what Jackie has to say and what her wonderful channel team has to say about that. So wrap yourselves in light. And let's call up in your body, mind. Calling up is a really great way to find out what imposes what in your body, mind, and which parts of your body are perhaps aching and hurting and limiting themselves because of programs you've taken on. So let's call up all the energy that comes from the soul contract with your dad, your father. Yeah. Now exaggerate it. Where is it in your body? Exaggerate it. funny. I'm expecting it to be in the belly, and I'm getting it all over the back. Where are you getting it? Somebody's got it in the leg. It's intriguing, isn't it? It's capricious how we stockpile these wonderful archetypes. And remember, the deal about the archetype is that's how we kind of pass on reactions and how we magnetize a repeated reaction. Oh, this is what the male's like. Okay, well, I'll bring that into my life over and over again. For you men, you want to change who you are as well. For women, we want to attract a man who's moving and grooving and changing and growing, is out there looking for emerging technologies and other wonderful things. So one more time, let's exaggerate. Exaggerate all the energy from the male archetype in your body, mind, your dad. And the reminder is that it's also, you can also call up God, all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your beliefs about God. That's it. And exaggerate it. And let's wish ourselves with light. Or you can just command total release of these. Because these are all beliefs. Remember, beliefs can really inhibit your ability to be unlimited. They can really control and define how you can perceive reality. But if you release those beliefs, good grief, sky's the limit, right? All right, exaggerate it some more. And then command, we already started, but command total release of it now. That's right. Swish yourself out with light. And how would you like to see the male? I want to throw my two bits worth in and say, I'd just like to really see the archetype become very, not effeminate, but feminized, if you know what I mean. The sharing of the male and female, only with a better balance than it's been so far. All right, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, stay tuned for the top of the hour for Jackie Salvitti and her wonderful team at ET Healing. She's going to talk about, the magic of our feminine magic. And we're going to hear what the team has to say. And they love to talk about ETs, and they are ETs. So stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. Please write to me on veronica@veronicaentwistle.com and tell me about guests that you'd like to hear from or what you think of this show or anything else about yourself. Thank you very much for listening. Many blessings and much love.